The lives of a child prodigy and one of the most richly talented singers of the 20th century intersected in a row home in Philadelphia back in the 1940s. Now, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston visits Blanche Burton Lyles as she carries on the legacy of her mentor, Marian Anderson.
The relationships between young people and caring, wise adults can inspire for years to come, if not a lifetime. Blanche Burton Lyles, the daughter of a piano teacher, could read music when she was just three. Her mother and the iconic contralto Marian Anderson were friends, and when the opera star was in town, young Blanche and her parents would be invited to her row home near Broad and South Streets.
And when she would come home from her tour, she'd have her sister call, and we would come up here, and she would ask what numbers I was learning and so on.
Performing for the famous resident and her guests at the age of 8 or 9 might have been a nerve-jangling experience, but Burton Lyles, now in her 80s, doesn't remember it that way.
She was just delightful. If she were to walk in today, she would speak to everyone. It wasn't a matter of quizzing me, but that interest was very, very evident.
Burton Lyles began studying piano at Curtis when she was just 11. A concert career and a music education degree followed, and after her retirement from teaching music in the Philadelphia schools for decades, Burton Lyles rekindled her tie to the home by buying it.
The realtor around the corner had it in his window, but he was not aware this was her residence. That's why we named the street, added the name Marian Anderson Way.
That was in the late 90s. Today, Blanche Burton Lyles helps keep the memory and good work of her mentor vibrant at the Marian Anderson Residence Museum, where she plays once again.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.